Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery online at portagebaycafe.com.
It's always a pleasure when saxophonist Grace Kelly comes to visit. Last year, at age 24, she put out her 10th album, titled Trying to Figure It Out, which was voted number 2 jazz album of the year in the 2016 Downbeat Magazine Reader's Poll. She's performed with or been a member of house bands for television shows like The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and the house band for the variety show Maya and Marty. She's performed with the Boston Pops Orchestra at age 14, performed at President Obama's inauguration at 16. Today she's joined by Julian Pollock on keys, Julia Peterson on bass and backup vocals, and Ross Peterson on drums. Please welcome the Grace Kelly Quartet.
Thank you so much. We got a beautiful in-studio crowd. I'm going to play a little song for you. This is an original composition called Lemons Make Lemonade off the latest album. Just like that. Oh, I love it. And there's folks in the hallway, too. We're going to get you singing this morning, doing a little call and response. I'll sing a phrase, and if you guys can sing it back loud, that would be fantastic. Okay, it goes like this. Here we go. Ba-da-da. Oh, yeah. La-la-la. Oh, they're so great. La-la-la-la-la-la-la. Woo! La 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 la. Oh, a lemonade. I want some lemonade. I love these people. Give me some lemonade.
Grace Kelly Quartet on 88.5 KNKX. Grace, you didn't tell me I was going to be singing. I would have warmed up the pipes a little bit first.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so. True spontaneity. I have to say, you all sound wonderful.
Welcome back to Seattle. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to have you here.
So I mentioned in the introduction that you spent some time last year with some television show bands, and that's something that always interests me. How did you get into playing with some of these TV bands?
Yeah, so it's the wildest thing. I mean, I never would have thought that would be something that would come up, but the wonderful musician John Batiste, who's originally from New Orleans, lives in New York, is the band leader for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and I've been working with John on and off, kind of doing guest spots with him and sometimes horn section stuff for the last few years. And then December of 2015, I got a text from him out of the blue being like, hey, do you play clarinet and baritone sax? I know you play all the other axes. And what are you doing in 3 days?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, yes, and why? And he's like, can you come join The Late Show for a week? And then a week turned into 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Which is a lot of fun. And that last song that we played, John actually recorded as a guest on my latest CD. And that song was inspired by him and his just like really sunny, you know, lovely spirit. So... yeah.
So I've talked to some musicians that have spent a great deal of their career on TV shows. I've talked to Doc Severinsen, of course, former Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, band leader, and James Genus, who's the bass player on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. And they've spent a lot of their time. And both of them said, this is the gig, right? Because you're working, you know, you have steady hours. You don't have to travel. No plane rides. Summer's off. I mean, is that pretty much how it is? Are TV shows the best gigs to play on?
TV shows are really fun. It was such a weird adjustment for me because I'm so used to like having an erratic schedule and not being in the same place every day. So I was like, wow, I'm in town, like sleeping in my own bed and every day seeing the same people, which hasn't happened since school. So it was actually like really bizarre for me. But that being said, it's an awesome gig. Lots of fun. You know, I could just leave all my horns there. I was playing the baritone saxophone, which is the 25-pound sax. So that was nice not to have to lug it. And you have, like, production people, you know, doing all sorts of stuff and everything. And I have to say, though, being with these cats and hitting the road is my favorite, though. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing like performing in front of a live audience. I mean, there's a live audience at TV, but, you know, getting to play my own music and working with just these incredible musicians really makes me, like, super, super happy. So I've been lucky to experience, all the different spectrums.
What was one of the biggest surprises doing television?
Biggest surprises?
Or something that you learned?
Something that I learned. Well, I had to learn how to play some other woodwinds because I did not grow up playing... being a good doubler, like I really focus on saxophone, and that gig and the NBC one, they wanted me to play mainly everything else except alto. So I was playing baritone sax, flute, clarinet, and, you know, trying to get it together really fast, and those are demanding instruments. So that was definitely something that I learned. And also just how fast in the TV world things come together. I mean, there was times like we did right after the Super Bowl, we did a live show when I was on, and it just seemed like nothing was ready before we were live. And, you know, Steven is like the nicest guy ever, but he was definitely like, this should already be done, you know, and production people running around everywhere. And then the amazing thing is it always comes together come time. And it just blows my mind because you think we're not even close. We're not even ready. And then magically it's like, well, we did it.
I want to talk a little bit more about you and your music, but we'd love to hear another song right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do a song that I wrote off the latest CD. This is a song called Trying to Figure It Out. And I was having a very philosophical conversation with my mom one day, and I was going down the dangerous rabbit hole of thinking, oh, I shouldn't have made that decision, and, you know, kind of looking at the past. And she said, no, look towards the future. And when one door closes, another opens. And then I felt very inspired and ended up writing the song.
All right, the Grace Kelly Quartet on 88.5 KNKX.
Met my heartache, drank the bottle dry, My tears of sadness, salt has stained my eyes. I've been let down some days, didn't wanna try. But I stuck around, lost to the dreamers. It's all I've known. The ups and downs on this bumpy road, trying for something the light will bring me home. We're all trying to figure it out. I will not let the blues break me. Will not let the blues take me. I've done my time, cried my woes, no sorries for the taking. One step and then another, and slowly we discover it may not be perfect. For the time at hand, so keep your head high and do the best you can. We're all trying to figure it out.
Grace Kelly Quartet on 88.5 KNKX. Sounds like you figured it out there. That sounded really good.
I just wrote about it.
So, Grace, I've known you since you were in your teens. We've done several interviews together.
Thank you for always having me.
It's always my pleasure. And I kind of always had this impression, especially when you were in your teens, that you were maybe a little less interested in being labeled as the young musician, you know, or the young virtuoso musician. But it was kind of a hard label to remove just out of the nature of, you know, being a young musician, a young virtuoso musician. Is that now at 24, is that something that you hear less about now? And it's, are there other labels, for lack of a better way to put it, that you're kind of hearing?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to get started at such a young age when the word, like, prodigy just started, you know, certain people would start using it. And I certainly never referred to myself as prodigy, like Mozart's a prodigy. You know, I was just lucky to find something that I loved to do from a young age and then get to do it, you know, on a professional level and play concerts and make recordings. But yeah, I think after I was out of my teens, it's definitely, I used to always get introduced with my age being first. And now that's not really so much the case. And the most important thing to me is trying to find my artistry. And so that's been an exciting thing, to kind of go from having being referred to always in a manner of like an age thing to, hey, this is her latest album and we love it, and this is Grace. So yeah.
Is that how you want to be defined, is Grace?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, music is my expression, and ever since I was young, it was just something that I wanted to share with as many people as possible. And it was never about this virtuosic thing, you know. I never wanted it to just be about, you know, this is any type of circus act. That's not the right word, but you know what I mean. You know, I always wanted people just to connect to the songs and to join me on stage, for this not to be us on stage and you all to be in the audience, but for us to like be in this thing together. Well, that sounds cliche, but.
We've talked in the past about how important it was for you to have mentors like Phil Woods and Frank Morgan in your life. And you've had lots of other mentors as well. So now, are you having the opportunity to kind of incorporate some of the things you learned from them and mentor others?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I feel so grateful and lucky to have this close connection. I mean, Phil Woods, we made an album together. He toured with us for 6 weeks in Europe. He was a mentor of mine. Lee Konitz, Frank Morgan, Wynton Marsalis, Harry Connick Jr. I mean, they're so kind to just bring me up on stage, take me under their wing. They certainly didn't have to, you know, and so I'm forever grateful for that. And there's certain things that are clicking more today that, like, Phil told me when we were on our European tour, you know, just, or that, like, Frank Morgan told me. I remember he said to me once, always keep your fingers close to the pearls. And he was talking about, like, on the saxophone, just getting around and playing faster. And it's stuff like that's only clicking today. I was practicing the other day and I was like, oh, wow, that's what he meant. Wow, that's amazing. And I imagine that's just going to keep developing, because some of the things they told me back then, I just wasn't understanding the way that I can understand now musically.
Are you having the opportunity to pass any of that along to anybody these days?
Yeah, it's always really exciting. I was just playing at San Diego Symphony Hall, and there was a wonderful 15-year-old female guitarist joined us on stage, and it's so exciting to see, you know, the next. That sounds so funny for me to say, because I've always been the baby. I'm like the next generation. No, but really, every time there's a talented musician, and I try to bring them on stage and really encourage them, and I love seeing young girls, you know, rocking the woodwinds and the brass, and we need more of that. That's so great.
So one thing that jazz musicians are typically really bad at is their websites and social media. But you seem to have a pretty strong hold on that. I wanted to ask you about your pop-ups. Tell me about your pop-ups.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you've checked them out. So I started this new web series this year. I wanted to figure out a way to integrate more of a social media presence, but to bring – sometimes, you know, jazz is thought of as this kind of serious thing, and I've always thought that there's – I like to present it in such a playful nature. And so I thought it'd be fun to document my travels and my saxophone at the same time. So this pop-up series comes out every Thursday, and it's me and my travels in places you wouldn't expect me to be playing the horn. So I've done one riding on the Ferris wheel. I've done one on top of my car. When I was on the Blue Note cruise performing, we were in Labadee, Haiti, and I did one in the water. And then it was so funny because I looked behind me. You know, at first just started with my dad was filming me and it's super DIY. And I turn around, there's like 10 people, like all with their iPads out. I'm like, oh my God, we have so many electronics in the water right now and a saxophone. This is dangerous. But it's been a lot of fun. And I personally enjoy the challenge of like, what am I going to sound like on the Ferris wheel trying to balance? But also, what is the sound going to sound like? The reverb, like documenting all that's very interesting.
It's been great to see, and it's always great having you. And we'd love to hear one more song from you.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin. And thank you for all of you for coming and for this wonderful station to have me and this great group. We're going to play one more for you that is off a gospel jazz album I recorded. You're going to know this song, but I just want to tell you I did not pick the song based upon the name. I picked it based upon what it represents, which to me is a lot of hope and light and redemption. So this is the Gracified version of this next song, which you'll know.